This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Should the federal government start pulling the tax-exempt status of religious organizations? Most Americans reject the idea, even though it was floated by a former presidential candidate who argued that no reward, no benefit, no tax break should be given to certain religious institutions. Unfortunately, you can find a significant number of other Americans who agree with this sentiment. That is why I think it is time to have a discussion about the tax exemption given to churches and other nonprofit organizations. Most Americans do not have any idea of why the government grants tax exemption, nor do they have much appreciation for the benefits these organizations provide for society. For example, there are approximately 350,000 religious congregations in this country. The vast majority of them provide various community services for people in need in their communities. One survey estimated that the economic impact of faith in America is around $1.2 trillion. Another survey concluded that religious organizations save government $2.67 trillion in social services. A few years ago, I quoted an author who suggested that all Christian institutions go on strike. It was more of a thought experiment, but it once again illustrates the benefit society receives from Christian influence. Imagine if Catholic, Presbyterian, Methodist, and Baptist hospitals closed down. Imagine the additional load on the public schools if all the Christian schools weren't in operation. Imagine the strain on government if the soup kitchens and outreaches to the poor no longer existed. The secular mindset these days is that religious institutions are getting a free ride because of tax exemption. Actually, government and public funding are the ones benefiting from all the services provided by these institutions. That is why I think a discussion would be educational for our country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.